Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, September 14th. Can you believe it? We're almost halfway through September 2023. Here's what's happening today. In America, inflation is up. Murderer taken out. The New Mexican governor is courageous. And the first guest on the new Meet the Press. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, inflation is up 3.7% compared to August of last year. But keep in mind, inflation last year was up 14% from the year before that. Experts say half of that inflation is gas. The national average price of gas right now is $3.85. And some grocery items are way more expensive than other items. The price of biscuits and rolls rose 7%. The price of cookies rose 8%. And the price of uncooked beef rose 10%. That's just from last year, not from 2 years ago. It's much worse from 2 years ago. They got the escaped prisoner in Pennsylvania. He recently stole a gun from someone's garage. That's a jackpot from his perspective, but this allowed law enforcement to zero in. The Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, used fixed-wing aircraft using infrared technology to pick up a heat source, but lightning caused them to land that aircraft. But U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, a team from El Paso, Texas, went to Pennsylvania, maintained the perimeter, and closed in on him. And a police dog was what went in and got him. No shots were fired. No one was injured. 25 officers were involved in the arrest. Well done. The New Mexican governor issued a 30-day state of emergency and banned open and concealed carry laws in Albuquerque. She said she had to do something. And not all rights are absolute. And she even admitted that criminals won't follow this executive order. But again, she had to do something. Well, the county sheriff says he won't enforce the ban. The local DA said he won't enforce the ban. And already a federal court came in and said, yeah, no, you can't. That's not a thing you can do. And two state reps say they're going to try to impeach her over this. But the governor is defiant. She says she's the only one with the courage to stand up for our children against gun violence. She said, how would you feel in a city or community if people had handguns in their belts, in parks, near schools, on public trails, at the grocery store? Pretty safe, actually. She said it's outrageous and it must stop. Chuck Todd has left Meet the Press. He was the 12th moderator, been there since 2014. Kristen Welker is taking the helm, takes over this Sunday. Her first guest, Donald Trump. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, here's my problem. Somehow as a child, I began to believe that fairness was important. So I challenged what I thought was unfair. Bad things followed. The nuns who taught me at St. Bridget's School were overwhelmed by having 60 restless urchins staring at them every day, and crowd control, not fair play, prevailed. That set up confrontation between me and the Sister Marys. I lost. In high school, the rich kids dominated, and the working class students like me were expected to accept that. I did not. and fought the concept to a draw. I also earned some respect in the process. Forget about my broadcasting career. Fairness has long been extinct in that industry, just like in the political world. Now, today, many Americans are upset because no powerful person will be held responsible for the Russian collusion fraud. That's not fair, they say. And they are correct. It is not fair. But neither is the entire bureaucratic system in Washington, D.C., and perhaps in your state capital. What we have there are entrenched politicians not looking out for the folks, not trying to deliver fairness to the people, but trying to cover their own butts. CYA. And when you have that, you do not have fairness. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Lori Boykin, Edgefield, South Carolina. Today's column is Sting, one of your best. You clearly lay out how well President Trump did as a president and the influence of January 6th. I believe you accurately state how the liberal media has overlooked the good things Trump achieved, and if only all Americans would read this. Well, they won't read it, but you know, when you can download my columns, you send them out to your friends. Most of them won't take the time because they don't care. What are you going to do? Can't make people care, right? Greg Dumphy, Brilliant, Wisconsin. I don't believe the federal government's job is to remove Putin. I always thought the job was to protect its citizens from invasion. All right, Greg, I mean, if you want to take an isolationist point of view, it's not going to end well for the USA. I mean, we have to have a world order in order for us to do business. Our economy needs free markets. So if you're going to let Putin run wild, you're not going to have him. You have chaos all over the world. Lisa Brack, concierge member. I love Shock and Awe. I'm thrilled you put it on BillO'Reilly.com. This episode with Joe Namath and Rob Gronkowski is excellent. I hope there's more to come. There will be. Shock and Awe is our latest feature for BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge members. Okay, we're giving you perk after perk after perk. Nobody else can see it, by the way. So, start of the NFL yesterday. New York Giants were defeated by the Dallas Cowboys 40-0. At one point, I thought I might have to go in and play quarterback. And it wasn't Daniel Jones's fault. So, I mean, come on. You got to give him 3 seconds to throw the ball. Anyway, that's inside baseball. We got Shock and Awe. It's a good football thing if you're interested. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 122 years ago today, President William McKinley died from gangrene after being shot in upstate New York. His death forever changed the protection provided to the commanders in chief. Here is the story. In the fall of 1901, McKinley was at the height of his power. The 58-year-old Republican had guided the nation back from an economic depression and led the USA to victory in the Spanish-American War. The assassin, a man named Leon Czolgosz, grew up in Detroit to a family of poor Polish immigrants. He was an ardent anarchist. On September 6th, President McKinley was shaking hands in a crowd in Buffalo when a 28-year-old gunman fired 2 rounds into his chest. McKinley's immediate reaction, quote, "Be careful how you tell my wife." The president, still conscious, told guards not to hurt his assailant. Staffers then rushed him to the hospital where they found 2 wounds. One bullet had punctured his sternum. The other had entered his abdomen. The president's condition slowly worsened. On September 14th, McKinley died from gangrene and infection. Vice President Theodore Roosevelt was immediately sworn into office. The assassin was executed in the electric chair 1 month later. And here's something else you might not know. the assassination of William McKinley led to the formation of the modern-day Secret Service. After receiving numerous death threats, the agency began providing part-time security for President Grover Cleveland in 1894. But after the assassination of McKinley, 7 years later, both houses of Congress requested full-time Secret Service protection for all future presidents, starting immediately with Teddy Roosevelt. Today, the Secret Service has 3,500 special agents, another 5,000 employees. They not only guard the president, vice president, presidential candidates, and former presidents, but they also guard their families, an enormous cost to the taxpayer. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.